As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Draft day from the Link. We are the only thing you need to be listening to all the way up through the Eagles pick. Elliot with us for the rest of the show. Elliot with you for the rest of the night.
Rest of eternity.
Yeah. Hey, deep voice Luke.
You rang.
Oh, that's so good. One more thing. Do you know the song Mm-mm-mm-mm by Crash Test Dummies?
No.
All right. I want you to listen to it, and the next time you produce for us, you're going to have to sing part of that.
Yeah. By the way, I want to give Deep Voice Luke some credit. I forgot to tell him about Squabble Up as the 5 o'clock song, so he knew that, which is great.
Ah.
And I was like, you do know about 5:30 Creed, right? So,
I forgot about 5:30.
Yeah, we're locked in.
All right. All right. Very good.
But I had a cold shiver down my spine.
Oh, of him not knowing it?
Yeah.
Well, by the way, we were on at 5:30 yesterday and didn't do it.
I know. I
think you guys forgot to do it?
Well, because we had final out into the show. Breaks are way shorter.
Yeah.
So it's on us, but still, whatever. I wish we had a full crowd for 5:30 Creed. I wish we had the
Should we come back
tonight at 9:30?
9:30 Creed?
Yeah, like with everyone
right before
here.
The pick?
Yeah, come on, man. You guys should do that.
All right. Yeah.
No?
Me, Hugh, Jillio, and Ike.
I was going to say, yeah, only two of us would probably be into it.
Yep. All right, let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I can tell who's going to be a stud and who's not going to be a stud based off name alone. It's pretty easy. Jack Fritz name test. I knew in 1998 when they selected Ike Reese in the fifth round, I was like, that's just a strong football name. There's no way that's not going to be at least a one-time Pro Bowler. It's just
there's no way that's not going to be at least a
one-time Pro Bowler.
Yep. Sometimes you just know. And I have five names for you that have been linked for the Eagles, and I can just tell if they're going to be a bust or not a bust. Number five is Mike Green, who is 100% going to be a bust. First off, way too generic of a name.
Yeah, it sounds like a fake name.
If Mike Green was playing in the 70s, 80s, maybe I'm too biased because of Mean Joe Green, but like – Mike Green is just too generic of a name for the Eagles to pick. Too generic, not good enough, not explosive enough, more just a rotational piece.
Well, here's it. I would say, now he didn't end up in my top three. Mike Green's YouTube is awesome.
He had some of the best like sack numbers in college last year.
So YouTube,
but it's Marshall.
No, it's true. Now, I also think green on the back of the jersey wouldn't look great.
With the Eagles being a mystery.
With the Eagles would be cool, though.
No, I think not cool.
Oh, really?
It's too short.
Cool.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's cool.
I don't think it's that cool.
Green?
He literally bleeds green.
Green in the Kelly greens?
Oh.
there's a fan guy, Elliot.
Yeah.
Number four, Nick Eamon Wormy. Is that his name?
I believe it's Eamon Worry.
Yeah, obviously
close.
A bust. Obviously.
You and James both out on this name.
Well, it's horrible. I mean, first off, there's worm in it, which makes me worried about the NovaCare worm.
Pick me.
I'm going to be great.
I have great coverage.
I'm going to make at least one Pro Bowl.
Eamon Worry? That's
I believe it is Eamon Worry, also bad at pronouncing it.
You know Goodell's messing that name up. I mean,
yeah, it's picked tonight.
And that's not possible. The best guy with a bad name is Giannis, but that's because he's a good first name, Giannis. This guy's first name's Nick.
Yeah. Well, Nick Foles.
Should he change his name to Giannis Emanuori?
Emanuori is just a bad name. It's a bad name.
All right.
I don't like it.
I would like to hear Merrill say it.
Or Luke.
Or Luke say it.
Luke, say Emanuori.
Emanuori.
There you go.
Might be back in. Third on the Jack Fritz name test is James Pierce Jr., who's going to be a star.
Great name.
It's an unbelievable name. Now, he's explosive.
Why is his name unbelievable?
Nah, it's just that it flows well. Like, Pierce
James
Jr.
James Pierce Jr.?
Yeah, come on. You can see that just flying around the
edge like
for the
juniors.
Eagles.
I like juniors on the back.
Juniors, man.
I think Pierce is a great last name.
When's the last time a good junior came out?
Oh, well, Trot.
Yeah.
So last
well,
time,
he hasn't played
not long
yet.
And hard about
that
one.
Yeah. Well, no, he's not. No, I mean, he hasn't played yet. I was saying when the last time a junior comes out every year. I mean, a good one.
It was Steve Smith Senior, right? Is that what he put on his?
Yes. Marvin Harrison Jr.?
That's a good one.
I guess that'll be a good one.
There you go.
215.
Yep.
Embrace the bait. Embrace the bait. Number two is Will Johnson. Absolute bust.
Will Johnson.
Will Johnson.
That's Corey's guy.
Yeah, but it's too generic.
And for a cornerback, too.
Yeah. I mean, and he's falling for medical stuff. Worried about Will Johnson.
And he went to Michigan.
Who would ever?
Johnson's a funny last name, though. We could have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, listen, no one would crush the Johnson name better than this show. But, like, Will Johnson as a cornerback?
Yeah, maybe they draft a guy named Wood. We have a Wood and a Johnson.
Well, they already have Lane Johnson.
We
have John Johnson.
Plenty
of Johnsons.
Yeah.
Plenty of Johnson.
Will Johnson. No good.
Nah. Now, we did lose a Wolverine last year. Obviously, it's BG.
Yeah.
So getting one back would
now,
be nice.
We've had good luck with the Wolverines. John Runyon.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Avant.
Oh, yeah.
Trevor Keegan.
I was about to say, Trevor Keegan.
He hasn't played yet.
Yeah, but I believe in Trevor Keegan. He's got good YouTube. YouTube. Yeah.
That's good.
I think he's a player.
But number one on the Jack Fritz name test.
I do.
I don't even know what was he playing.
He was an offensive lineman. He went to Michigan.
No, I know that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what position is he playing?
Well, he was a tackle in college.
But I think he's a guard
Keegan?
For them.
Yeah, he's a guard.
So when's he ever gonna play?
I think he was a guard in college.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah, since they drafted him, they've only signed Mekhi Becton and traded for another guy in the first round.
Yeah, they don't seem to be.
That's how good is he?
I'm telling you, I believe in Keegan.
That's good. How's that make you feel?
I like his YouTube. Looks like a pro.
Well, he is a pro.
Well, in college, he looked like a pro.
Yep. Number one on the Jack Fritz name test, Malachi Starks.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
name.
That's
a star.
It's a great name.
Yeah, it's
a great
name. Starks is
a
great
name. I'm
not
a huge safety guy early.
Yep.
But I'll take Malachi Starks and be happy with it. He's going to be a star in the NFL.
Yeah. Malachi's a good name, too.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on Walter Nolan?
I had Walter Nolan as a bust, but I replaced it with Will Johnson.
Well, Jack, how does the name test feel about two first names? Now, two first names in the NBA is a big works. You know, there's a lot of great two first name guys in the NBA. Walter Nolan is a two first name guy. How does that work in football?
I don't know. I'm not a big two first name guys in general. And it's spelled N-O-L-E-N, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not really a first name.
What about two last names?
I don't know.
Okay. Fair.
Well, who's got two last?
Well, I mean, a hyphenated name.
Oh, like
Shore Barks.
Shore Barks.
Oh, did not get that. Yeah.
Oh, the hyphen.
Yeah.
We could have Walter Nolan right next to Nolan Smith.
Oh, yeah. There you
Walter
go.
Nolan Smith.
Walter Nolan Smith.
Not bad.
Smith.
There you go.
That might make me in on it.
Yeah, you got to think about it a little bit deeper. Yep. I don't know. This name testing seems like
seems fishy.
Yeah, I think YouTube thinks better than the name thing.
Well, maybe.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
That's fair. You stole it from me.
I stole the YouTube thing from you?
You stole a draft bit from me, yeah?
Dude, I've been doing the YouTube thing for 10 years. 12 years.
That's fine.
All right. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE. Visit goguida.com. Elliot, Ruben Frank was here earlier.
Yes.
Now, he was crapping all over your reporting.
I'm sure, yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
But he said he thinks the Eagles are going to trade out of the first round tonight. What do you think the likelihood is of that?
So I think it's less likely than it was the last time they picked at 32, because the last time they picked at 32, they didn't have as many draft picks. This time they have a ton of picks this year, a ton of picks next year. Now, if they're sitting there and they get an overpay for the pick, then I could see it. But they're not in a position to really acquire many more picks. So I think it's more likely they trade up or stay there than trade out.
It's a good point. Way more picks than they had the last time.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP.
Yosh.
What's up, Yosh?
Mustang.
There it is.
Thank you, baby.
Tone is so bad.
You can't even
what up, Yosh?
Can't even hear it.
Your reception is bad, brother.
Nah, he's on the speakerphone.
Oh.
No, I'm not on speakerphone. I'm on his little pad, man. Like, it's your.
Oh, it's so bad.
He's on his AirPods that he got for
that Euro John.
You know what,
phone,
right? Yeah. You're getting on my nerves with your little quarterback up there talking about Wood and Johnson. Already. Ever since that naked parade, you've been going crazy. What's the name? I've been talking on the AirPods every day, going day when I call, and it ain't nothing. But
you know
now
what
it's something today.
You know what it is? With it, that just being real, when you talk loud, the AirPods cuts it off. So when you
well,
give
see,
us, the, and thing, I love.
You know my intro is loud. Man.
I know, I love it. But maybe you need to do it if you're on the AirPods. Maybe you need to do it all sexy.
Well, look,
instead
I got my
loud.
Arm up again. I got my. I'm flexing now. I'm standing in the door and I'm flexing.
Oh,
so what's name? Because I got the phone to my ear. Now
okay.
Let's start this over. My man is Spike, Big Ike. Jackie, baby. What's up, E-Man? What's popping, baby?
What up, Yoshi? Good to hear from you.
There we go.
I'll let you boy.
Oh, man, it's always something with y'all. Yeah. I'm telling you, ever since y'all was saying started complaining about me calling in the Jeep, I just feel like I'm losing my mojo, man.
Well, you are.
You know what, Spike? I mean,
that was Ike!
That was not me.
It was.
Yes, it was. You said you are. I heard you. You're the only one in there with that raspy voice, boy. Like, come
that's
on,
true.
Man.
You can't tell me apart from the other two.
And we like what the boy said. Like, we supposed to be brothers. Come on, man.
Well, just came out. I didn't mean for it to.
Yo, what's up, fellas? Yo, man, Luke's voice is crazy on that phone. I'm like, who this? And then what's saying when he came in to check on me after Spike was saying subliminally threatened him to do his job, right? I balled my fist up. I was like, damn, boy, you scared me. That boy got a husky voice.
Yep.
And even though you're messing with me, man, I'm riding shotgun with you. We riding around like two Detroit pimps, boy, looking for the right thing. I'm telling you.
I know all about that.
Hey, man, I want a cornerback too, man. I was telling Jack earlier, I believe what's saying we'll be good with Ojulari and daggone Uche and what we already got. What's saying at the front? It's like for real. What's saying because we sitting up here sweating Josh Sweat. He only averaged what's saying in the last 7 years 6 daggone sacks. Like come on, had his best year in 2022 and he had 8.5 last year and we singing his praises. I want a cornerback. I like the boy daggone Harrison too. I'm gonna set pause before I start talking about him. He tested. He touch you. He rides you all the way up and down the field. The boy is a mess. He gets up on you. He gets in you. Pause.
Whoa. You are out of control.
Yeah. I told you. I got to set pause before I start talking about it. I like him, too. But another guy, I like that kid Jadon Barron out of daggone Texas. That boy was saying, you draft him, you might as well be drafting Quinyon or daggone Coop all over. His instincts crazy. He fast, running 3.439. The boy built for the game. He can play the nickel,
3.49.
Play outside. He can play the safety.
That's pretty fast.
Fastest
guy of all time.
He does play all over the field, though. He played nickel, safety, and corner.
I'm telling you, that's who I like. We got to go. We got.
We hadn't got Yoshi's scouting report yet, so he's giving us his scouting report right now.
Yeah.
I've been quiet on it because I've been relaxed. You know, I'm going into this daggone draft as a Super Bowl champion. I've been relaxed. I ain't been all over the hill for nobody. But when I said we got to hit that daggone back end, well, Paul, you know, unless you're hitting the right back end, you know what I'm talking about. I want a cornerback. When I said that, I was like, you know what? I do like Harrison. When he Amos, he all right. But I like that kid, Jadon. And he got a football name, Jack Barron.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Baron.
What's his name?
I like that.
I think it's Shahad Baron.
We all talking about redheads. Nobody said Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, Jessica Rabbit.
Wow. What, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, no one said Kim Possible, too.
I ain't been on the phone with things, so I'm telling you this.
Yoshi's Jessica talking about the next Rabbit. Question from yep. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'm giving it to you. You know, they got Jessica Rabbit, what's the name, stuff that you could find and have fine time alone with. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my God.
Wasn't there a
moment with the camera and Jessica Rabbit where he thought
he
she was a rabbit?
Well, no, he's a crush on her, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had a crush on her, too. I ain't going to front. Still got a crush on her. My wife's sitting right there looking at me. She know I got a crush on her. Hey, we're going to look at Jessica Rabbit later on. How about that?
A furry. I didn't know you're a furry.
No, hey, Jessica man, Rabbit is a person.
No, she's a rabbit.
Roger Rabbit's a rabbit. Wasn't Jessica Rabbit just a woman with the last name of Rabbit?
She was a red-headed woman with a red dress on that fit her hourglass Coke bottle shape.
Oh, yes. You might be right.
No, I think I'm right.
I'm definitely
right. Yeah, she's a cartoon, but she's not a she was not a rabbit.
I'm talking to what's it, him.
No, you said
you're
fur.
Right. She's not a rabbit.
Oh, she's not a rabbit.
Yeah. I that's what I just said. She's a person.
Easy.
Good call, Jack.
You're right about one thing.
All right.
You guys crazy.
All right.
Love y'all cats.
All right. All right.
I thought it was talking about like Bugs Bunny's wife.
No, it was Roger Rabbit's wife.
One of them know the movie that you're talking
the
about.
The rabbit from Space Jam, are you thinking
Who
of?
Framed yeah. Roger yeah. Rabbit?
Who framed Roger Rabbit? Roger Rabbit was the rabbit.
Yes.
Jessica Rabbit is a person.
Right.
Is
that I was talking, in love I was talking about yeah. the Space Jam.
Was yeah. that the Bunny. One that had real people in it as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What's his name? The guy that played Dick Tracy was in that.
Yeah.
Was
yes.
Yeah.
That's not Curse.
Elliot, what do you think of me? So we were doing YouTube Big Board earlier, yeah. and I was thinking part of the problem is that I don't follow college football. So I decided maybe I should adopt a team so I can follow college football.
Yeah.
And Jack and I think I'm – well, Jack thinks I'm more of a Big Ten guy. So I think
he
I'm,
thought he's an SEC guy.
I don't think you're an SEC guy. I agree with that.
Why does he think you're a Big 12 guy?
I was going to say I don't think you're a Big Ten guy either. I feel
definitely
like
not a Big Ten guy.
That's like – I don't know. A big,
more like rough
a,
and rugged.
Yeah,
like, you're a Patriot League
like
guy.
Manly. Yeah.
Well, I'm really Texas State.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, is the Pac-12 still a thing?
TJ Kinney.
Is the Pac-12 still a thing?
Barely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're more Pac-12.
Yeah, I think you're more Pac-12. Yeah.
Well,
Washington. USC,
I went to Southern Cal for 1 year.
Yeah, so why don't you adopt USC?
Because I want to be watching real big college football games so I can watch all these guys.
Well, and USC is good now.
Oh, are they? Are they good again?
Well, I mean, they've been good the past couple of years. All right, USC's been good. No?
So I think if you're picking a team for draft purposes, even though you're not an SEC guy, I think you should pick an SEC school.
And USC is a Big Ten school, by the way.
Oh, are they Big Ten?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
They
moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of ridiculous.
Such as college football.
Should I put this guy on the air? I said he was banned for the rest of the week.
Oh, yeah, put him on.
Okay, Andrew, insulted us.
Oh, you
got to
have
us.
Him on.
Well, he what insulted
he
us
He did
yesterday.
Insult us, yeah.
We'll get that straightened out.
Well, just letting Elliot know, we put him on yesterday, and he goes, yeah, all the time for talk is over. We don't have to make up stories about trading wide receivers.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That might be ban-worthy.
Yeah. We agree.
Well, yeah. He wants to clear the air.
Okay.
Thank God.
I like OK Andrew, so I'm hoping you guys can work this out.
What do you like about him?
All right.
I think he's interesting.
Okay. OK Andrew, you're on WIP. I'm just letting you know that if your excuse isn't up to snuff here, like I will hang up on you. So you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas. What's going on? What it do? It's draft day. Turn up. Come on now. What up, ESB?
What up, OK Andrew?
Feeling soupy.
I'm always feeling soupy. Great day to wake up a champion.
Get to it.
I made a comment the other day that, you know, wasn't entirely true. I know people are making up stories. I just want to talk about something that's positive.
No.
I take back my statement.
Thank you.
It wasn't directly attacking you guys.
Sure it was.
No, it was.
Sure it was.
Did you drop him?
Yes. The first thing out of his mouth. This is, let me explain to OK Andrew, not with him on the phone, because, again, he doesn't get it. Mm-hmm. When you do something wrong, it's very easy to move on by saying two simple words. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
OK Andrew should have done one thing, Elliot. Hey, Spike, I'm sorry for saying that thing the other day. It wasn't. It's not about making up stories.
And I feel like you told him you wanted him to, too.
Yes. And you know, there's a reason, Elliot, that pride is one of the seven deadly sins. and OK Andrew's pride stood in the way of him getting back in the good graces of the radio show. Yep. And, right? I mean, he was doing that wrong, right?
Of course.
Yeah. I feel like he was one of your top five callers, too.
No.
In terms of saying, like, bits and names.
Getting better. Jack didn't really embrace him, but we did.
We did. We tried to build him up and try to, like, make him gave him – we made him, like, a daily draft.
That's what
guy.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And then
– The lack of respect.
That's how he repaid us.
Yep. Yeah.
That's the issue.
Just complete and total disrespect. So here's the thing. I didn't want to have to do this. We might have an opening in the foxhole.
There we go.
This is the first guy you kicked out of the foxhole?
I can't remember kicking anybody else out of
Well, Chuck was always fluctuating.
Chuck left.
Chuck left. Yeah.
Chuck left the foxhole. Yeah. You know, he went to the midday show. That was on Chuck, and Chuck's back.
I think he's someone you want in the foxhole, too.
Chuck?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Of all the callers,
But he also sell you out real quick. Like, if he ever got interrogated.
I think he'd sell you two out. I don't think he'd sell me out or Ike.
Yeah, he's with us.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, have you had your moments with Chuck?
Yeah, a long time ago.
I'm the original person.
Right.
Chuck.
Right. Because
yes.
I knew you had your moments with OG, too.
Yeah,
I remember that moment.
Argue with both of them.
Yep. I'm just, more than anything.
They wore me out, man. I got tired of arguing with them.
You know, more than anything with OK, it sounds like I'm angry. I'm just disappointed.
Mm.
You know,
that's
I'm disappointed.
Worse,
yeah. You put so much work into a guy. And he stabs you in the back. 215-592-9494. Ralph in L.A. You're on WIP. Oh, what's up, Ralph?
What's going on, guys? It's draft day.
Yeah, this is a real foxhole guy.
What up, Ralph?
Phillies fan in L.A.?
Phillies fan, Eagles fan, you know it.
Yes, sir. What up, Ralph?
Just want to hear talk a little bit about Howie Roseman and how we all have our confidence and trust in Howie Roseman to pull the right moves tonight in the draft.
Do you?
Well, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
hit on like every pick for the past 3 years. So
yeah, it's been a good run. Would you say? Do you think there is any due? Like, you know, we say a team is due for a win or due for a loss. Is there like due for a bad draft?
I guess, but I don't think he's better at evaluating talent than he used to be when he was missing. I just think their roster is so talented now, it makes it easier for their draft picks to seem like they're hits, like to succeed.
Well, but
he's drafting good players, though.
He is, but I think the players look better because of the players around them as well.
He might be listening to evaluation's better. I mean, he's not.
That's what he's doing. Yeah. You got to trust your people.
Yeah. Like Jordan Davis, if they would have drafted him in 2014 or whatever, I do think Jordan Davis is not viewed as a bust because of how successful the team has been around him. But if he was a higher pick on not as good of a team, I don't think he has hit the potential of a top 15 pick.
Well, listen, you and I remember the draft night. Neither one of us were
excited about the
Jordan Davis pick because you're taking a nose tackle who doesn't really rush the passer.
And that's what he's been.
Yeah, and that's what he's been. So I think the Eagles took him thinking they would be able to coach him into something because they were so enamored with his size. Remember, he ran a good 40 time. He was a good athlete for his size. I think they were just enamored with that size because, remember, that's before Jalen Carter. So you put him next to Fletcher Cox, and they thought they had their next guy. The good thing for them, it didn't take them long to realize that he wasn't that guy and Jalen Carter couldn't be passed on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, Jordan Davis, I think, he's not a bust in the sense that
he's not a bust.
He is an NFL player, but he has not reached the potential or what you would have hoped a top 15 pick was going to be. I mean, frankly, I don't even know if he's reached, like, what the 32nd pick should be tonight. I think when you pick at 32 tonight, you are hoping you get a better player than Jordan Davis.
Yeah, Jordan Davis's biggest problem, I think, is conditioning.
I was going to say he's slow.
Conditioning.
Yeah.
You can't be that. You can't be close to 400 pounds and play this game, not for more than 20 snaps, right? So having to be able to be out there on the field, and there for him to be the size that he is, there's not enough of a mean streak in him.
Yeah.
There's not enough nastiness.
I agree with that.
To him,
he's just kind of there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and he's a great kid. Great kid, great personality.
I think he is a good locker room guy.
Yeah, he's a great locker room guy.
Yeah.
Well, great locker room guy. All of his Georgia boys, they love him.
And you talk about conditioning. That's one thing Fangio told all those guys, that they were going to play more snaps than they ever had. And here you had Jalen Carter essentially playing every snap of the game.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Right.
Well, and the thing with Jordan Davis is he wasn't even playing a lot of snaps in college. He wasn't playing third down in college. And the rationale at the time was, well, it's Georgia. They rotate guys around a lot. If you're a top 15 pick, you should be rotating ahead of other guys.
I agree.
On third down. So, yeah, I mean, they projected he could do it. He clearly can't. And so he's still a good player. I think they'll still pick up the fifth-year option, but he's not been.
You do believe that, huh?
Yeah, because it's only $10 million.
I hear you. Yeah, yeah.
If there's one upside to him not hitting, like, Pro Bowls and snap counts and stuff, is that
he
has the lowest fifth-year option of every player in that draft class. So at $10 million, I think if he was a free agent this year, he would get more than $10 million.
So, Ralph, one quick Phillies thing.
I didn't know Ralph was still there.
Well,
Ralph,
me either. I thought you dropped.
Yeah, he's still here.
Ralph, big Phillies fan out in L.A., you were able to strut your stuff a little bit a few weeks ago. How are you feeling now?
Regarding the Phillies or the Eagles?
The Phillies.
On the Phillies.
Yeah. The Phillies?
Yes.
It was disappointing.
Yeah, just wear your Eagles stuff around.
Order, get on the website. Thank you for the call, Ralph. Get on the Eagles website. Order some Super Bowl stuff. Wear
half off.
Yep, half off. There you go. All right, 215-592-9494. We are your draft headquarters. We are at the link for the big draft party. I think doors open in 5 minutes for the VIPs.
All the people.
But you know everybody that listens to WIP is a VIP. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.